Chapter 3, The Myth of the Three Frequency. Ah, the magic of the three frequency. For more than 30 years, I've listened to media sellers, local advertisers, and even ad agencies proclaim the magic of the three frequency. Ever since my early days as a radio advertising rep, it's been drilled into my head that a good schedule has to achieve a three frequency. I clearly recall the rationale. First time, they hear it and think, what is it? Second time, they notice it and think, what of it? Third time, they act on it. In fact, I did some research and found the origin of the three frequency. It can be tracked back to 1972 when a Dr. Herbert E. Krugman, then head of market research at GE, published an article in the Journal of Advertising Research titled, Why Three Exposures May Be Enough. In it, Krugman suggests that there are only three levels of exposure: curiosity, recognition, decision. He also suggests there is no such thing as a fourth exposure. Instead, psychologically, exposures 4, 5, and beyond are simply repeats of the third exposure effect. And so it was written in the Journal of Advertising Research, by a doctor no less, in 1972, the birth of the three frequency. Today, I cringe every time I hear a media rep tell a client, because what you really want to do is achieve a three frequency. I don't buy that three is the desired frequency. I don't buy that something magically happens when a consumer experiences the third exposure to a message. Firstly, can we agree that any advertising rule created in 1972 is probably outdated? Secondly, understand that Krugman was speaking of the psychological effects of exposures, which don't necessarily correlate to the media effectiveness of exposures. By Krugman's theory, a campaign with a 17 frequency would have no greater effect than a campaign with a 3 frequency, and I'm not buying that. What I can tell you is this: the higher the frequency, the better the campaign will work, when properly targeted with the right message. When media salespeople perpetuate the three frequency myth, it invites local advertisers to stop buying. For example, if we tell a client that we need to achieve a three frequency to make it work, then why, as a client, would I invest in a schedule that delivered a 10 frequency? Shouldn't I stop at 3 and then take the rest of my budget somewhere else and buy a 3 frequency there? So, what's the right frequency? After much brain power and internal debate, I think I've come up with the right answer. The right frequency is whatever it takes to get the customer to buy. If it takes 100 times for me to finally order a ShamWow, then 100 was the right frequency. If it takes 5 times for me to make plans to attend an RV dealer's open house, then 5 was the right number. As a local advertiser, ask yourself, what am I trying to accomplish? If you're a medical practice that simply wants to announce a new doctor, well, that goal will require a lower frequency than the same medical practice trying to fill 25 seats to an educational seminar on their new laser procedure. Today, when an advertiser asks me, what's the right frequency? My answer is typically, whatever it takes to get the customer to buy, which means it's probably as much as your budget will allow. Here's what I do know. The more times a message runs, the more chances it has to work. And the more times a consumer is exposed to a message, the greater the likelihood that they will act. In 2017, a study by research company YouMe suggested that a minimum of 9 exposures maximizes purchase intent. Results of the study showed that, among overall norms, 1 video exposure is sufficient to trigger increases across all awareness metrics. However, multiple exposures garner even higher brand awareness scores. On average, for purchase intent and brand favorability specifically, ads are most effective at a minimum of 9 exposures. I don't know if 9 is the right number either, But I do think if we rely on 3 as the magic number, we are seriously jeopardizing the effectiveness of our precious ad dollars. So my message is, don't focus on a 3 frequency. Focus on delivering as much frequency as you possibly can for the budget allowed. And the higher the frequency, the better. I'll never forget the marketing guru who once said, "If I've got hemorrhoids, I don't need to see a Preparation H commercial 3 times to go out and buy it." And don't confuse frequently with frequency. Read on.